This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to listen to my show today. I'm a little freaked out. You know, you all know that I really don't take dreams too seriously because I have some very weird, vivid dreams, and I've had some scary dreams. And the reason why is I'll watch a movie, and then my dream will be affected by that. So when I saw the movie in the 90s, Arachnophobia, I had dreams about spiders. There was, when I watched the ISIS beheading or the video leading up to that, I had dreams of beheading. So personally, I don't think my dreams mean anything. When there's a movie or a TV show that I just seen that was associated with it. But this last dream I had last night, I don't know, it just really freaked me out. And I'm not sure how I should interpret it. I don't know what's going on. So basically, I don't remember all the details because you know how you don't remember your dream entirely. But what I do remember is my husband wasn't my husband. Okay, now keep in mind, I've always been very, very religious, and I've never had anything to do with prostitution. But in my dream, apparently, he was considering sleeping with me as a prostitute. Yeah, I mean, I knew who he was in my dream, but he wasn't technically my husband in my dream. It was very weird. And I guess I was standing somewhere. It's really, really foggy because you don't remember all the aspects of your dream. But I remember that he was considering what to pay me because I was supposedly in my dream a prostitute. And that's not what freaks me out. What freaks me out is Donald Trump walks by on the sidewalk or whatever, and he tells my husband, "She's good." And then he walks off. Okay, you see what I'm freaking out? I'm like, oh, what is going on in my mind? This is crazy. Now, some of you are probably going to interpret that as I want to sleep with Donald Trump. Absolutely not. Not in the least. Although I do think his hair is a little sexy, but that's neither here nor there. Some of you may think it's a sex. No, this has nothing to do with sex. This is not a sex dream. Okay, and no, I've never fantasized about being a hooker with my husband. No, it's not that. It's there's something deeper going on. And you know, I've done dream interpretation a lot. We talk about dreams a lot on my show. I talk about dreams a lot with my patients. And even though I don't believe the dream comes true, I believe your act of dreaming something signifies something. So if, let's say I was a dream expert, okay, and you came to me and said, look, I'm dreaming about my husband propositioning a prostitute, then what would come to mind is you have some insecurities about your marriage. You have some insecurities that you think your husband is going to want to go elsewhere for sex, whatever. But the fact that he propositioned me, that has an entirely different meaning. Maybe that means I need to sleep with him more because he's at the point where he's ready to throw money at me because I don't sleep with him enough. I don't know. You know what I mean? So is that it? Is it that there's a distance between me and my husband? You know, when you look at a dream, a relationship with a prostitute. Okay, the one thing I come up with psychologically is there's a. I'm not going to get to the Donald Trump thing yet. I will. Okay, just the Donald Trump thing is just a problem in and of itself coming into my dream. Let's just put that aside. I know I'd be really freaked out if it was Hillary. So maybe that's okay. Maybe the good news is it wasn't Hillary in the dream. But that's not here nor there.
But, okay, if you go back to just, okay, so what would that mean, you dreaming about your husband offering you money as a prostitute? Maybe that means that there is a very, there's a disconnect. Maybe there's a separation. You know, I mean, you don't bond with a prostitute. There's that. So maybe I'm dreaming that I'm having an issue where, you know, he and I are not close. I don't know. Again, I'm trying to psychoanalyze my own dreams, which is very dangerous. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Then, enter stage right is Donald Trump. And he tells Corey, I'm good. Now, maybe it's because the news is all about Donald Trump. So I'm not really worried so much that it's Donald Trump. What I'm worried about is that somebody else had to enter my dream to convince my husband to sleep with me. All right, something is going on there psychologically. I know, I have absolutely no idea. You know, unless what that means, if I was going to interpret that, is I'm actually, you know, maybe I'm thinking that I am an amazing wife. I am an amazing person, and I don't think my husband realizes that. And somebody, a very formidable figure, a very powerful figure, has to tell my husband that I'm good. Not from a sex perspective, but just from a she's good. Or it could mean that Donald Trump has listened to my show. My husband thinks my show stinks. And Donald Trump had to tell him my show is good. Maybe this has nothing to do with prostitution. It has to do with somebody, you know, downloading an iHeart app or a GCN Live app to listen to my show. I don't know. But I'm just a little freaked out because I really don't know what that dream means. And so does it mean my marriage is falling apart? Does it mean I had a previous dream where I had sex with Donald Trump? That's where I'm freaked out. I go, wait, because, you know, a lot of our dreams are sequels. You know that. Many of our dreams are part two, part three. I don't remember part one, so I'm very, very scared about that. I'm very scared. Because I have absolutely no desire to ever sleep with Donald Trump. Michael Fassbender's never in my dreams. Viggo Mortensen is in the dreams, but no Michael Fassbender. So I don't know. I'm very, very confused with my whole psyche and my id. You know how you have your you know, conscious and you have your id. So I don't know what the hell my id is doing, because id is ticking me off if I'm having dreams like that. But look, we'll figure it out. If you guys can interpret my dream, please, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we get back, let's get to the medical news. Looks like dental floss may be worthless? Really? I love dental floss. I tie my shoes with it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We figured it out. I just figured it out. I've been watching Peaky Blinders, and there was a scene where there's a prostitute. And that's what happened. Okay, that's what happened. Okay, yeah, I was like, wow, that blew my mind. Okay, good. Whew. I just have to put stuff like that to rest. I just need to know what my dreams are, because otherwise, you know, something's going on, or maybe I did something in my past life that I just don't remember. Can't be dreaming about sin. Never want to dream about sin. Okay, so what's going on with dental floss? Let me get my glasses on for this one, because I can barely even see the dental floss in this picture. Oh my gosh, really, the dental floss is so cute as a little. All right, everybody has been telling people to use dental floss. In fact, the American Dental Association insists on its website that flossing is an essential part of taking care of your teeth and gums. Even the federal government had recommended flossing since 1979, first in a Surgeon General's report and later in the Dietary Guidelines for Americans issued every 5 years. You know, I've been asked if I should consider being Surgeon General. I would actually take that job seriously. A job offer like that, because I think it makes more money, I mean, than I'm making now. So yeah, I would. But I would love to be able to see. I just remember Sierra Coop. I mean, I remember him, you know, talking about the Big Mac or pizza or something in the 80s, and I thought he was pretty cool. The Surgeon General, he made a lot of noise in the 1980s, and nobody even knows who the hell the Surgeon General is now. And I would love to like revamp the whole Surgeon General office. I think it would be pretty cool. And then people would be like, General Dahlia? I'm like, yeah, General Dahlia is, yeah. Good to see you, man. General Dahlia. And then I get to hang out with military men. I would just love it. So, yeah, I mean, if Trump ever makes it in, I hope he considers me Surgeon General. That'd be pretty cool. Although I probably just right now, you know, blew any chance I could ever become being Surgeon General. Anyway, they say last year the Associated Press asked the Departments of Health and Human Services and Agriculture for their evidence and followed up with written requests under the Freedom of Information Act. I just love how we're spending all these resources and time and money on something that really, really, you know, protects our borders and, you know, helps our citizens, dental floss. It's an important topic, but I'd really like to know what we spent in terms of money and time and resources on that. They say when the federal government issued its latest dietary guidelines this year, the flossing recommendation had been removed. The flossing recommendation was removed. You guys don't understand how big this is in medical and dental circles. Okay, I know you guys are all worried about ISIS and, you know, our war on terror. But, you know, you don't realize that there's another war going on right now when it comes to medical and dental news. There is never a dental headline. So the medical people are like, wait a second here. Why did the dental dudes get a headline such as this? Dental floss, really? And the dental dudes are like, hey, guys, this is big. This is big. When you have a flossing recommendation removed, I mean, that is a huge, huge, like, you know, fist on the desk type of move. They say in a letter to the AP, the Associated Press, the government acknowledged the effectiveness of flossing had never been researched, which is required. So now what makes this story so juicy is you got the U.S. government getting in between our teeth, literally, when it comes to dental floss. I mean, they are really up in our molars now. They say here the AP looked at the most rigorous research conducted over the past decade. People worked up a sweat over this, guys. Let me tell you. Focusing on 25 studies that generally compared the use of a toothbrush with the combination of toothbrushes and floss. The findings? Okay, guys, should I make you wait? I know. I am salivating at the news. Okay, what happened when they looked at 25 studies that compared the use of a toothbrush with the combination of toothbrushes and floss? Here's the findings, guys. Are you seatbelts on? The evidence for flossing is, get this, with a quote, weak, very unreliable, and very low quality. But that's not the kicker. It says it carries a moderate to large potential for bias. You thought the DNC was, you know, concocting evil. Somebody trying to claim that dental floss is, they're doing far worse than the DNC. Okay, we got another quote here. One review said the majority of available studies failed to demonstrate that flossing is generally effective in plaque removal. Now, another 2015 review cites inconsistent and weak evidence for flossing and a lack of efficacy. Okay, so now you got every dentist and oral surgeon's panties up in a bunch because they claim that flossing is, I mean, and listen, now I'm, for me, it's not the flossing, it's the water picking. Look, I floss and the plaque doesn't budge and I make my gums bleed, but I gotta tell you, I mean, I find food from the last fiscal quarter there, so I think there are benefits to flossing. I really do. But the one problem I've had with flossing, and I was too afraid to bring this up to the powers that be because I didn't want the government getting involved. But what worried me is the act of making your gums bleed. I don't like making anything bleed. In fact, right before my period, I yell at my uterus. I don't like anything bleeding. I just don't. And so when it comes to you physically each night making your gums bleed, you're not supposed to. A good dental floss you shouldn't be bleeding from. But if you have gingivitis, you do. I'm like, do I really want to stir up the hornet's nest? I mean, do I want to, you know, really start to cause inflammation? So I've always been wondering, I know we're making light of this, but, you know, I ponder over, you know, the wonders of life and the meaning of life. This is one of those things I have very secretly wondered about. One study review in 2011 did credit floss with a slight reduction in gum inflammation, but it was, again, unreliable. Okay, so now we have two leading professional groups, and these guys are big. We got the American Dental Association, the ADA. Now, the ADA, they get their panties up in a bunch of lot because everybody thinks the ADA is the American with Disabilities Act. And so when the American with Disabilities Act came out, everybody's talking about the ADA, the ADA, ADA. Here's the American Dental Association going, wait a second, where's our love? We're the ADA. I'm like, nah, you're dental. Well, that's pretty important, so I understand. I'm with them. When I hear ADA, I think American Dental Association, and my panties are always up in a bunch. Then you have the American Academy of Periodontology. The American Academy of Periodontology, their panties are always up in a bunch because nobody could pronounce periodontology. Now, these guys are specialists in Hey, it's true. These, they're specialists in gum disease and implants. By the way, you gotta go to these dental conferences. They are cool. They're really fun. A lot of teeth and gums, and they make a lot of jokes. I told you guys my joke. I made up a joke because I wanted to go to a dental conference. I told you the joke I made up, right, guys? What did the Taurus Palatina, you guys don't, have never heard this joke? What did the Taurus Palatina say to the Orbicularis oris and the, Buccinator? You guys suck. See? Because the orbicularis and the buccinator are muscles that help you suck. And the Taurus palatinus is up on the... I know, dude! I would kill. I would kill at the American Academy of Periodontology conference. I would just kill. Okay, anyway. All right, so no. This is... No, here we go. Here we go. Hold on a second. Okay, we got Wayne Aldridge, who was president of the periodontist group. He acknowledged the weak scientific evidence and the brief duration of many studies. In an interview at his private practice in New Jersey, he said that the impact of floss might be clearer if researchers focused on patients at the highest risk of gum disease like diabetics and smokers. He still urges his patients to floss to help avoid gum disease. Yeah, I mean, if I would like sell the stuff in my office if I could. I'm not a dentist. But personally, it's not that expensive. And look, it's better than nothing. So when the ADA was asked for proof of its claim that flossing helps prevent early gum disease and cavities, they brought back a 2011 review and a two-week study that measured bacteria, but it didn't consider gum disease. So now we got the Associated Press all over this. We got the ADA saying it removes plaque. There's videos. There's dentists. This is big news. Now Procter & Gamble got involved. They claim that its floss fights plaque and gingivitis. And they pointed to a two-week study, but it was discounted as irrelevant. Johnson & Johnson's involved. I mean, floss. This is a big industry. Okay, I say, you know what? Water pick. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there has been a lot of buzz that we may have a blood test one day where you could go to the doctor and say, "Hi, Dr. Dahlia." I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" And go, "Look, Dahlia, I want to know that I don't have cancer. So do a blood test." And I would be able to just take a sample of your blood and be able to tell you within a few days if you have any sort of cancer whatsoever. Now, that is a literal dream come true. And we've actually gotten one step closer to that. They say British scientists, according to Newsmax.com, has discovered a biological treasure trove, they say, of cancer biomarkers in blood that could be used to develop new ways to screen for tumors, but get this, in early stages, okay? You know, we don't need to run a CEA or a CA-125 and find out that, okay, you're already kind of full-blown, and that's for colon cancer and ovarian cancer, respectively, or a CA-19.9. We already have those, you know, tumor markers. What we want to do is be able to catch this early and say, you know what? I think you are just barely starting lung cancer. Researchers from the University of Sheffield, Coventry, and Warwick have identified 788 biomarkers from studies conducted over the past 5 years, compiling a comprehensive list of cancer signatures that could speed diagnosis and treatment. They say the research also groups the biomarkers by molecular function and records the technologies that can be used to detect them. The findings are based on analysis of more than 19,000 scientific studies of blood-based biomarkers. Look, guys, I for those of you who say you can't find a job, I got to tell you, I mean, when you look at all this work and you know, what people are doing, my guess is there's a lot of opportunity for, you know, many of us to do something. I mean, you know, they're looking at 19,000 scientific studies. You know, they get grants. Okay, there's like big money for that kind of stuff. Okay, guys, come on, get a job. Really easy. There's a lot of stuff out there. I understand it's boring. Trust me. I mean, I was a research. What did I do? I had to do research studies and I had to pipette with the best of them. I'm with you on that. I get that. But still, it's a job. Okay. So anyway, they say because the sheer number of publications in the field, previous reviews have only been able to look at one biomarker or a small group of biomarkers. Their data mining, according to Dr. Leslie Utley, says our data mining approach, see, they make it sound like, you know, they really got bloody, you know, they really rolled up their sleeves, you know, doing data mining, because otherwise somebody's going to say, wait a second, you just piggybacked off of somebody else's research. If you research other people's research, it counts. Okay? So let's say you wrote a bunch of studies on, I don't know, why chocolate is bad. I then can review all those studies on chocolate, and I can deduce my own conclusions and say, this is a Dr. Dahlia study looking at other people's studies. And you're like, wait a second, man. And I'm like, no, listen, we really mined, we data mined this, okay? So, hey, it's all science. And look, they're the ones that got closer to this than the other people. So they say our data mining approach allowed us to take in all relevant research findings from the five-year period, which meant we could map the full range of potential blood-based biomarkers that are particularly relevant for the detection of cancer. So anyway, the work was commissioned by the Early Cancer Detection Consortium, which is a group of nearly 40 organizations, universities, hospitals, and commercial companies, which is funded by Cancer Research UK. I got to tell you, the UK is really on top of this kind of stuff. The next step is to subject the most promising biomarkers to clinical studies involving samples from cancer patients and healthy people to check how effectively they identify the presence of cancer. They say our expectation is that once the validation of clinical studies are completed, we will have a suite of around 50 biomarkers. I guess this started out as 4,000 and then they honed it down to 788 and then they want to bring it down to 50 biomarkers. The reason why is you can't just do a blood test and financially, I guess, absorb a cost of 788 different biomarkers. You can make a test, but who's going to pay for it? So what we need to do is come up with a panel. Then once you start getting over 20 or 30 things in the panel, it's kind of cumbersome, and a lot of labs can't do it, or insurance companies won't look at it. So what they want to do now is bring it down to 50 biomarkers identified using four different tests that could go into the clinical trial. Then to complete the validation of the trials, it'll take 6 to 8 years. But in theory, we could have a test ready within 3 years, guys, within 3 years to use for high-risk groups. Now, some of you are like, well, I don't want to know. I can't tell you how many of my patients have told me, I don't want to know. Why would I want to know if I have cancer? Again, the key is early, okay? If they could find early cancer, that's the key, we could fight it. People can survive ovarian cancer now if it's found early. Same thing with brain cancer and liver cancer and colon cancer. And that's our problem. You know, so many of these cancers, you can't eat. Like, I'm scared to death of pancreatic cancer. That scares the living daylight out of me. And it's because pancreatic cancer will mimic a lot of other diseases. So many people will be like, well, I have heartburn. You know, every time I met a pancreatic cancer patient or a person who knew somebody with pancreatic cancer, I would ask them, like, what symptoms were they having? Well, you know, I have heartburn. Or, you know, I would get a stomachache after eating, so I thought it was an ulcer. And I got screened. They did a scope, and they found an ulcer. But because, you know, the scope can't go up into the pancreas. You need that pancreas imaged, and sometimes an ultrasound doesn't do it. But what really helps is that blood test. So, you know, the idea of, you know what, I don't want it found because I don't want to deal with it, that's a real wussy way out. Yeah, so I'll be recommending, screens for my patients, and I'll say, okay, and you know what, because you're over 50, you need to get a colonoscopy. No, I'd rather just get the cancer. Are you kidding me, really? You would rather get colon cancer than go through a colonoscopy. Well, yeah, I don't want anything on my butt. Okay, you have something in your butt every day. You got poop in your butt. You have something in your butt every day. You probably got hemorrhoids in your butt. And you're worried about a scope? And then this is what I always tell them. I go, okay, let's say you get to avoid getting a colonoscopy because you don't want anything in your butt. And let's say we do find colon cancer. And all of a sudden you can't poop. So you need a surgery to disimpact or to, you know, relieve the obstruction. How do you think the surgeon is going to go in there? Well, I'll just die. No, you won't. Okay? I mean, you have to still live while you're alive. We can't just kill you. We don't have means to do that. You know, there's euthanasia, but those are for extreme cases. You not wanting a colonoscopy or us to relieve your bowel obstruction because you got a mass in your colon, that doesn't qualify for us to just kill you. Okay? So you're going to have a procedure up your tushy anyway. Okay? I mean, so guys, buck up. Women are easy. They're like, you know what? It's just put me to sleep and I'm fine. Now, a lot of us women, we handle it well. I've already had two colonoscopies, maybe three. Two or three. How many have I had? I don't remember. I was asleep. My guess is two. So, this could be huge. Finding throat cancer. I mean, if throat cancer has a biomarker, well, lung cancer is the biggie that a lot of people want, because what is the number one cancer killer of all of us? It's not colon. It's not prostate. It's not breast. It's lung. Still, lung cancer is still the number one killer. Because we still have a lot of people chewing tobacco and smoking, and, you know, we don't know what this e-cig is, you know, e-cigs are going to do. So this is really cool stuff. I'll keep you guys posted, but maybe in 3 years we'll finally have a test. Don't go away.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and end abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Really quickly, and I would love to set this up in every state if we could, but currently we're working in Las Vegas, Nevada. We have a couple things going on. One is our teachers, okay, are getting ready to start school. Here you and I are doing the jig because we are deep into August. August kind of just started. But we are very, very excited about our kids very momentarily starting school. I cannot wait. I cannot wait. The problem is these kids unfortunately require a lot of school supplies, and many teachers have to end up buying the school supplies themselves. So one thing that we are doing is we're doing a Tools for Teachers, where we are collecting school supplies all over the valley to collect them for our teachers. And we are partnering with Albertsons and Vons. Every Albertsons and Vons in Las Vegas, Nevada is going to be collecting school supplies, as well as every Storage One self-storage. So for those of you that are going back to school shopping and could pick up a couple extra pens or pencils, etc., we could sure use any extra school supplies to give our teachers. Pretty, pretty cool stuff. And I really thank you guys for helping. Now, what we are doing, though, throughout the country is National Blood Donation Week. As you all know, that the blood bank shortage has been so critical that we are seeing please, P-L-E-A-S. I didn't realize that's a homonym. And these pleas for blood are so urgent, and I'm so frustrated that it doesn't get enough coverage as it needs to. Everybody's been, you know, so enthralled with the whole Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton fiasco that we're not, you know, talking about what needs to be nitty-gritty done now. And, you know, I wish we didn't have to wait till September 10th, but September 10th was the soonest where I could organize all 50 states. And if you could donate blood now, please do, okay? I mean, don't wait for Blood Donation Week. Blood Donation Week is September 4th through the 10th. But if you want to host a drive, we sure would love for you to host a drive, even if you can't donate blood yourself. The more blood that we could collect, the better. So go to my website at nationalblooddonationday.com or nationalblooddonationweek.com, or just go to drdahlia.com, and we'll help you set up a drive, or we'll tell you where to go to donate blood. It is just so crucial. And before you donate blood, it doesn't hurt for you to bone up on your protein. Meat eaters, they say, though, have a higher risk of death. So they say get your proteins from plants instead. They say replacing animal protein in your diet with plant protein is associated with a decreased risk of death. This was published in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine yesterday. Scientists have long connected processed red meats with a wide spectrum of chronic diseases like diabetes, heart disease, and cancer. I remember for years my mom told my dad, cut back on your red meat, cut back on your red meat. I'm not a big red meat eater. I just like meat. I mean, I love meat. I just don't eat it a lot because it's kind of expensive. Now the paper, but you know what? Salads are getting more expensive. I'm sorry to digress. I'll go to a restaurant, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to order something light. And, you know, for us, that's code for I don't want to spend a lot of money. So I look at the salads, and the salads are like $11.99, $12.99 for a salad. Are you kidding me? I could get a burger or something cheaper. Why are salads, and I know how you guys make the salad, all right? I mean, come on. I see how you guys make the salad. It's not like you're using the most expensive lettuce. You're using iceberg lettuce. You're throwing a couple things of cheese on there. You're throwing some tomatoes. And you're making it act like this is worth $12.99. It's ridiculous. That's why you should never eat out. But if we do eat out, I'm like, okay, you know what? I want to eat something light. And so I'll eat a salad. You know, I'll try to look all dainty and all, you know, vegetarian-like. And no, not working for us. So that's a problem. If you're a restaurant, I'm telling you right now, if you're a restaurant and you're charging $11.99 for a salad, okay, if you really want to help society, and I'm talking to any restaurant out there, okay, if you really want to help society, you should make, and not just, I know a lot of you guys have these menus that are, locale menu options, okay? I'm not talking about that, all right? I want cheap options. There should be, like, blue light specials for us middle-aged folks, and on the blue light specials, they should be vegetables. Okay? Salads, things like that. I think more people would order a salad if it was cheaper. I mean, look, I could go to McDonald's right now and get the, It Takes Two. Is that what it is? It's the Take Two something? It Takes Two? I don't know. They have some song out. Okay? I could go to McDonald's and I could get a cheap lunch if I order a burger. Okay, but what if I wanna, you know, watch my, you know, health? Not that a McDonald's salad is going to be the, you know, vegetarian's delight. It's more expensive. So you see how I think we could really get our poop together? Alright, anyway. So this, new paper reveals that the associations with red meat and death still exists. According to Dr. Ming-Yang Song, a researcher at Massachusetts General Hospital and the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health, served as lead author of the paper. I think Ming-Yang Song, I think I've actually quoted her before on the show. We should have her come on, because I talk a lot about her research. She's a smart lady. They say, while it's important to know how much protein people should consume to achieve the optimal health benefit from a broad dietary perspective, what foods people choose to consume to get protein is equally important. She says, our findings have important public health implications that can help refine the current dietary recommendation about protein intake and really get to the point that it's not about the amount, but also the food sources of protein. So basically what they did is they looked at how much protein 131,000 adults across the country consumed. The data, which came from 32-year National Nurses Health Study and the 26-year Health Professionals Follow-Up Study at Harvard, assessed protein intake with frequent questionnaires that the participants completed. The researchers found the associations between protein intake and risk of death were confined to participants who had at least one unhealthy lifestyle habit, like smoking, heavy drinking, obesity, or physical inactivity. So 10% increase in animal protein intake was linked to a 2% increase in overall mortality and an 8% increase in risk of cardiovascular-related death. But a 3% increase in plant protein was linked to a decrease, a 10% decrease in overall mortality, and a 12% decrease in cardiovascular mortality. So, high animal protein is bad. They think it could be linked to higher levels of insulin-like growth factor, which is a protein that has been linked to worse health outcomes. High plant protein, however, can lower blood pressure and improve insulin sensitivity. Well, I guess plant protein is legumes. I know. I don't want to eat a legume. Nuts. I mean, so we could get some nuts in us, whole grain bread and cereals. You know, whole grain bread, I think a serving has like 5 grams of protein. I'm not sure. I got to double check. So you could get protein from your bread, but it has to be whole grain, really fibrousy. Nuts and legumes. And, you know, if you notice, what do all those do? They make you poop. Okay? You know, being able to poop might be the key. This may have absolutely nothing to do with our vegetables or our meat. It may just have to do with our pooping. The more you poop, the better you are. I mean, think about it. What happened to us when we all did the Atkins diet, which was high protein and low carbs? We got constipated. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it has nothing to do with the actual red meat. Who knows? So anyway, lower your risk of death by eating plant proteins. When we come back, the flu shot may not be effective if you're obese. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALUE.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one anyone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.